This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I went to the office fridge at lunchtime today here at Marketplace World Headquarters, opened the door expecting to be able to grab my Greek yogurt and be on my merry way, and I honestly couldn't find mine for all the Greek yogurts that were in there. Chobani, Oikos, the Trader Joe's house brand, there were a whole bunch anyway. And really, what's up with that? I mean, yogurt's been kind of big here for a good long while, we know that, and the Greeks have been making theirs for centuries probably. But what happened that Greek yogurt is now the new thing? How, for that matter, does anything become a trend? Jonah Berger asks and answers that question in his new book. It's called Contagious, Why Things Catch On. Jonah, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So listen, that Greek yogurt thing in the fridge was real, man. What I mean, how does, just for an example, Greek yogurt, or frankly, anything, become this craze?
Greek yogurt is a great example. 5 years ago, very few people had heard of the product outside of Greece, probably. And now it's something that we can't get away from, right? There's almost a whole half of an aisle devoted to Greek yogurt. And it's really a great example of the power of social influence and word of mouth. They did spend some money in advertising, but it's really people trying the product and telling others how fantastic it was.
Well, what makes it sing, right? Is it a psychological thing? Is it neurobiological? Is it wanting to keep up with the Joneses? I mean,
some of it is keeping up with the Joneses, talking about things that make us look good rather than bad, you know, smart and in the know rather than dumb and behind the times. But there's also some other factors at work. So we tend to talk about things that are top of mind, even things that are not the most interesting. Why do we always talk about the weather or what we're doing this weekend? It's because it's top of mind. It's triggered by the environment, and we want to have something to say rather than nothing.
So here's another one, and you talk about this in the book. The idea in this day and age of most emailed lists, whether it's on the New York Times homepage or at marketplace.org.
We actually looked at over 6 months of articles, what goes viral. Sure enough, positive things are shared more than negative ones. But actually, even some negative emotions are highly shared if they're arousing. Things like anger or anxiety, for example, those are negative states. They don't really feel good, but they activate us. They make our pulse quicken. They make us want to get up out of our chairs and do something. And so these high arousal emotions, whether they're negative, like anger and anxiety, or positive, like excitement or even amusement, increase sharing. And so I think this is sort of neat because it helps us explain both why YouTube videos go viral, which are pretty funny, and why angry political rants go viral.
I want to bring up a cultural thing, a happening really, that I thankfully missed until it was out of the zeitgeist and so have been able to ignore. But you actually mention it a little bit in this book. Who was that girl? Rebecca Black and that song, Friday?
Rebecca Black is a great example.
I mean,
everyone
it's
listens
nuts
to
the way
that song.
Thing went, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it was one of the most viral videos of 2011 and even into 2012. But the funny thing was that everybody hated that song.
Yeah.
And so it was really puzzling, right? If it's so bad, why are so many people sharing
it? Right.
But with the help of some nice data from YouTube, what we found is there's actually a pretty interesting driver. It's not random or luck why that song caught on. So if you look at the data, every certain day of the week, there are more people searching for that song. And if you look at it, there's a spike every 7 days. So 7 days, there'll be a spike, another 7 days, another spike. In the number of searches for the video. And in fact, it's every Friday. Even though that song is equally bad every single day of the week, Friday is a ready reminder, what we call a trigger, to encourage people to think about that song, to make it top of mind, and to share it with others.
All right. So you know what that makes me think is that human beings are just lemmings following the herd. We're just suckers and we do what everybody else does.
Well, that's one
harsh?
Way to frame it, Kai. I think it is. And you know, first of all, we don't like to think of ourselves as lemmings. We like to think of ourselves as unique, special snowflakes. Each one of us is different from our neighbors and friends. But at the same time, following others often helps us out, right? It helps us figure out where's a good restaurant to eat. Well, if it's full, it's probably a good place to go. And so we use the fact that other people are there as a signal of quality, for example. So following the herd seems like a bad thing, but it often actually helps us out.
Jonah Berger, he teaches marketing at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, and he has a new book. It's called Contagious, Why Things Catch On. Jonah, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me, Kai.